We'll go on to Board of Equalization at 8:32 on the clock. Today is Gage County Board of Equalization Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall over behind the press. Attendance by observation, Juergens Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. The Matt's is off, and then Lytle's will have to adjust his.
Patty.
We have five in favor with no opposition. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes.
Moved by Byers. Second by Dorn. Vote. Five in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, we have a timed event at 8:35. Do you have anything for 2 minutes of filler, Patty?
Not unless you guys do. Finishing evaluations this week, and notices will go out May 31.
I got a question. What was your percentage valuation on land and residential last year, commercial?
It's on my wall.
On your wall? Ag's about 70, right?
It might have been 72 for Ag, John. Yeah. It's right on the wall down there. Yeah. I know it was maybe 95 for residential. Commercial was way, I think, about 100, but I'll get it to you.
Yeah. All right.
It's on the, we have to publish it in the paper.
Yep.
I've been looking at a lot of numbers, so. But I think that's about right. Maybe 71, 72 for Ag. And the range is 69 to 75. So I know it was on the lower end, but
the range is what?
69 to 75.
69 to 75.
That's for the ag. And 92 to 100 is for the res and the commercial.
She's been working for a long time to get past 1 to 10. She's working up there a little ways now.
Well, the bill in the legislatures, I think, to bring did they do anything with that ag bill to bring it down? Has that been? I haven't been paying. I know you can watch it on your computer, but
in commercial and residential have the same set range, right?
Yeah. The ag bill, when they want to take it down to 65.
What?
Was there a bill for taking it down to 65%?
I don't know that there was. No,
so it was 5, I think.
You know,
what?
Whenever you just...
Nobody else can see it. I'm done.
Unless
you guys
have any questions.
I'm not
positive, but I take it seriously.
There was a bill introduced that would take the valuation down for a bond issue on a school bond that would make it different from the rest of them for ag. Seemed like it kind of complicate things, but...
Well, we have a public hearing, a timed event at 8:35. Ask for a motion to go into the public hearing, open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6 in favor. Would anyone like to speak? We have this public hearing is to go over the tax exemption applications for real and personal property owned by qualifying organizations, Southeast Community College Area, Region 5 Foundation, Mosaic, Beatrice Community Hospital Health Center, Inc., and Beatrice Community Hospital and Healthcare. Mr. Nelson, please give your name.
James Nelson, 1025 North 6th Street, on behalf of Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center. There's just one thing I wanted to point out. Obviously, there's been some changes in operations of the hospital. There are no changes in the exemption applications or renewals at the new hospital location. That has all stayed the same. With regard to the physicians' buildings around the old hospital, for some of us older people, this would be Dr. Porter's old office, Dr. Butler's office, and the most recent tenant there was the ENT group. That building has always been on the tax roles, except we've got an application now. What's changed is home health, hospice, personal nursing care that was housed down at the old Parkview Center area. There's been changes down there, too, with the HUD units. The ENT doctors are now out at the hospital location, and that building is now occupied by hospital employees, home health, hospice, and personal nursing care. So it's strictly hospital employees in that building, an extension of the same activities that were going on in Parkview when that was exempt as well. So that's the one change. The change last year, I think that it was approved, was Dr. Weldon's building. All the clinic billing staff that was scattered in different locations at the hospital and some of the clinics, those have all been consolidated in Dr. Weldon's old building. So, again, that's a clinic billing office. So that's off the tax rolls. What's still on the tax rolls are the vacant areas around the old hospital where we still have some vacant lots. Those are still on the tax rolls. And then down by Parkview, you probably noticed there's a different legal description for what's at Parkview. The Parkview Village, the HUD units, those were transferred. They were sold to a group, kind of an offshoot of the group that had been managing Homestead Village, Parkview Village. We cleaned that up so Parkview Village has its own parking lot. I'm not aware if they filed for exemption or not. I got a feeling they probably didn't. But our application has a different legal description. At the old Parkview Center, we still got all kinds of junk and files stored there. Don't have any heat on, but we got all kinds of junk there. And if anybody would like to make us an offer, we'll make a real good deal for that building. So, anyway, that's the changes, and I thought it was important to note the changes. Any questions?
Appreciate it, Jim.
And on behalf of the hospital, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anyone else?
I would move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman, to close the public hearing. Vote. 6 in favor.
I would move to approve the exemption applications for real and personal property owned by qualifying organizations, Southeast Community College Area, Region 5 Foundation, Mosaic, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Inc., and Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman, to exempt these properties. Vote. 6 in favor. There's nothing else for Patty for equalization. We will close at 8:40 on the clock. Mm-hmm.